Let's talk about targetable tumor alterations, and one of the most recent in lung cancer has been MET exon 14 skipping alterations. Can you comment on what we know about these tumors?
Well, MET exon 14 skipping alterations are a very interesting story because it's something that was detected originally many years ago, but the exact significance and prevalence wasn't clear until quite recently. And one thing I think people should be aware of is that when you look at lung adenocarcinomas very comprehensively with NGS assays, you realize that MET exon 14 alterations are probably the third most common targetable alteration in lung adenocarcinoma behind EGFR and ALK. And they're actually, in our experience, more common than RET and ROS1 fusions. One of the challenges with MET exon 14 alterations is that the exon 14 skipping can be caused by a variety of mutations that affect the splice sites of exon 14. And what happens when exon 14 is skipped is that the exon 14 contains a region that is recognized by the cellular machinery that turns over the MET receptor tyrosine kinase. So when that exon is missing from MET, the receptor tyrosine kinase is not degraded and accumulates at the cell membrane, and there's this excessive signaling through the MET receptor tyrosine kinase down to the MAP kinase pathway. So it's an alteration that was underappreciated previously, but has really emerged as one of the significant targetable subsets of lung adenocarcinoma.
Can you differentiate that? I know in the past I've heard about MET amplification. What's the difference between that and these skipping alterations?
MET amplification, which means just increase in the number of copies of the MET gene per cell, is something that was the object of many studies previously. Once we figured out MET exon 14 alterations, we realized that the two often occur together. So the gene can undergo this MET exon 14 skipping and then get amplified. So some of the earlier studies that just looked at MET amplification, they had a combination of cases that included MET exon 14 cases and MET cases without mutations that were just amplified. Now that we can tease those two apart, we can also recognize that there is a small subset of lung adenocarcinomas that just have increased copies of the MET gene without any mutation of the MET gene. And those may also be potentially targetable if the amplification level is high enough. That's a subset I think that probably still needs a little bit more clarification.